I say Basak is the Women Offshore Ambassador in Turkey, and I get a chance to bring her onto the Women Offshore podcast today. This conversation was so much fun to learn about her career as a mariner and now as an entrepreneur. Aysay had some wonderful advice for all of us today to take Mark Twain's advice and throw off our bow lines and head into those deeper waters of the unknown. And so I hope that you enjoy this conversation that I get to have with our Turkish ambassador. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore podcast. This is Ali Cedeno
and Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hi, and welcome to the Women Offshore podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling in from?
Hello, Christine. This is Aysay from Turkey, and I'm a graduate from Istanbul Technical University Maritime Faculty in 2012. And of course, I'm a sailor and I'm a captain and sailed on board bulk carrier vessels. And so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And so it is late where you are. We are quite a few time zones apart. And so I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with me. And you are living in Istanbul, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm living in Istanbul, Turkey. So Istanbul is a great city meantime, and you are always welcome to Istanbul. And if you visit one day, it's a really, really historical place. And we have Bosphorus Strait and sea coast, everything here. But it's a little bit crowded. And so it's, you know, too much complicated to live here. It is really, really difficult and hard. But we like Istanbul city a lot.
I've heard amazing things about Istanbul, and I'm sure being a historic city, the roads are small and not used to the amount of traffic that's there now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So I am really excited to hear about your career journey. Can you tell us how you found your way into the maritime industry?
Well, yes. And I'm coming from a small town. It is Çanakkale, where the Dardanelles Strait. I was born and grown up in that city. And it was also another coast and strait has. And when I was a kid, I was always seeing the ships passing through the strait and behind me. And it's like this unconscious thing that I actually never imagined that I would become a mariner. But in my university entrance exam, I always aimed to be a student of engineering. I was desired for engineering. Okay. And when I see that, maritime and engineering is combined in Istanbul Technical University, I said it out. Okay, that's really, really good for me because I really like sea. And also I love being an engineering. And so I was desired to continue with that area because all my childhood passed with our small fishing boat, and we were sailing together with all family. And I'm actually coming from a maritime culture, and that's really, really amazing for me. But of course, I was not so much aware of that will be my real professional job, of course. And the life has changed everything. And when I get in the Istanbul Technical University Maritime Faculty, my bachelor's degree is Maritime Transportation and Management Engineering. It's a little bit much, but at the end of the day, it's an engineering and it's like a deck department. I started my career with that. And after graduating, of course, and during being a student, and I attended ships as a training cadet, and I worked on bulk carrier vessels. But it was a little bit difficult for me because as a woman and the companies, maritime companies, they were not really interested in employing so much women. So that's why I started my career as an able seaman, just okay. to complete my all training periods.
Okay.
Yeah, actually. And then afterwards, I started to work as a professional and a radio officer, and then after became a second officer. And then after I went into another area in shore-based jobs, I involved in, as a port captain. I worked in a U.S.-based company, their Istanbul office. I worked as a port captain. And now, actually, I'm an entrepreneur, and I set up my own business in maritime technology area. I have my own startup right now. And what I'm doing, I'm actually combining AI technologies with maritime operations, maritime commercial operations right now. Now, I can say that it's actually a long, long way. I actually tasted every side of shipping, working on board and working ashore and working in the field work and everything together. Now I'm an entrepreneur, developing ship cider. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. So you have the education to back up your career and you have the operational experience as well of being on board. And so congratulations on your startup. That's amazing. And so you are a busy, busy person, and getting this startup off the ground is no easy feat. And are you working directly with companies, with shipping companies? Is that who you're trying to target market your business to?
Yes, that is correct. I'm actually focusing on chartering companies, maritime chartering, cargo chartering companies and shipping operators. And my main focus area is them. I'm actually digitizing their all processes with AI technologies, and where like the demurrage, dispatch, and the port operations and vessel operations, I'm trying to digitize every side, every step of their commercial operations. So it's actually, I can say that working with closely with the shipping companies, but in our process, we are currently developing our first MVP, minimum viable product. And so that is why we are very closely working with them, and they are helping us to develop the best side of the product. And so it's really helpful to work with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so what do you have as your career goals for the next 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
Well, in my company or as myself as Aisha?
Both. Tell us both.
Yeah, both. Both. That's great. Actually, as Aisha, I'm really, really eager to do something for women offshore and women in maritime industry in general. My main goal is really to create an awareness about this, because I'm really inspired by what you are doing as in Women Offshore, and I'm really inspired by Ellie also. And because in Turkish maritime industry, we needed it. And I actually this is actually my main lifetime goal. I would like to set up a foundation for women seafarers in Turkey. So this is my main goal and to set up it. But the structures are really, really different than the other countries in Turkey. So it will be a non-profit organization. So the procedures are really, really much as I'm doing my best and developing everything and step by step. So working towards this, because we had a platform which was named of Seafarers, and we mentored 120 maritime students in Turkey, female maritime students in Turkey. So I want to continue with that and help a lot of maritime students in Turkey. This is my lifetime goal as Aisha, and in Shipsider and in my startup. That's why I merged this and combined this all together. And while my company grows up, and I would like to give some of the budget to this foundation.
That's wonderful.
So that's why it's really, really important for me to grow up my business and also to help more women seafarers around the world. But of course, we have to start from Turkey, because yes. I really see that we need it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think that you're on your way to making that dream come true. That's amazing. And so tell me, what are some of your favorite things? Let's first talk about your time at sea. Tell me some of your favorite things about going to sea.
Freedom, of course. I think that the most important part that I miss about being at sea is the freedom that it provides. It's really every time when I go to sea right now, it means that you have everything. You have stars, you have the ocean, and you have, you know, it's like another kind of desire for me. And it's really, really, it's like a passion for me. I really like this kind of freedom and everything. But of course, it has the difficulties as well. And you are, you know, dealing with the nature. Actually, I'm not thinking about this kind of stuff, a lot of bad things, but it is really, really something that making us powerful. And so I really like, and also the best moments of my sea life was at the ports. I tried to go out every port, and because I worked on bulk carrier vessels. Uh-huh. And so it was, I was actually lucky, and because my vessel was staying at the ports at least 1 week, for example. So I had enough time to go outside and meet with a lot of people and seeing other cultures. And this is really amazing, and to interact with a lot of different kind of people and from different cultures. For example, I can give some example. And when I go to China and nobody was speaking English, and so I was having hard times and to do my cargo operation. And so that's why I just opened the language box and everything, and I started to learn Chinese, for example. So it's really amazing to interact with people in their own language. And so that was another good part for me.
Yeah, that is really cool. So how many countries did you travel to when you were going out to sea? Do you keep track at all?
I think that I'm more than 56. Yes, more than 56.
Wow.
Yeah, I traveled all these countries because of business purposes. And I always been at the ports or visited because of the business. And so it has been more than 56. Actually, this is the lucky side of working on bulk carriers, I think, because you are visiting a lot and passing all the oceans and everywhere.
Right. And the cargo is slow to discharge and load. And so you get a long time in port, which is really special and quite different than most people's experiences on different ships that are very, very fast in a port. So that is quite the cool experience to have. And then tell me something that's your favorite thing about your job now. So being your own boss, starting up your own company, tell me what's one of your favorite things.
Well, actually, I will start over this because first of all, when we are working on board, we are serving for something. And it's like a service. We are like a service people and to the maritime industry.
Right.
But right now, I'm producing something. I'm doing new. I'm like an inventor. And I'm like I cannot say that I'm an Einstein, but, you know, and writing an algorithm and mixing everything together. And it's really, really something that is like my baby, and that you are creating something valuable and to the industry.
Yes.
And instead of it, on board, unfortunately, I was not able to do this all kind of stuff because I was always working over hours. And even sometimes we were sleeping 2 hours a day because of maneuverings. And it was like the more like a military service, right? You know?
Yes.
And so actually right now I'm really satisfied about it, and the feelings and how I'm feeling enthusiasm in my heart and about producing something and valuable to the industry. So that's really, really important for me.
Yeah. And you have a big smile on your face. Through the podcast, it's good to be able to hear the passion in somebody's voice, but to be able to see you is great because I can tell that you're excited about what you're doing and the work that you're putting into it isn't draining you at all. It feels like it's giving you a lot of life. So that's wonderful. And so with your nonprofit that you eventually want to start and you want to help women, can you start by giving us some words of advice or encouragement for women in Turkey, especially, and then to the entire women offshore community?
Yes, I can give some. I have some mottos in the life, and especially, we are coming from a still developing country. We are not part of the developed countries, and we have some restrictions and limitations on developing ourselves as well in our careers. And for example, we have limited budgets and we have limited companies here, and to develop ourselves or get employed, for example, a lot of these kind of difficulties. And also bad sides, like, you know, in the workplace, we are facing a lot of different kind of problems and harassment and mobbing, bullying and everything. Actually, all the women seafarers are facing on this, facing these kind of situations. And I actually say to all women here that they should never give up. They cannot, because this industry needs women. I can say that. This industry, maritime industry, needs women's intelligence in everywhere, in like coding like us, and in software development, and in offshore, and in serving all the oceans. It's like everywhere they need us.
Yeah.
So that's why let's be aware of this. Yes, of course, there will be some difficulties, but this will grow us a little bit higher, and this will teach us some, actually, it's about life. And life is also like that. We are learning, and every step that we face difficulty, and it means that we are growing ourselves a little bit more and to learn and educate ourselves and getting motto. So, and also another one is the encouragement. And encouragement is really important, and self-encouragement. Yes, of course, our friends and families and everybody here, they are supporting us in everywhere, but self-encouragement is everything. And so it's like a self-intuition. We have to listen our heart as well.
Yeah.
And also, I can say that Mark Twain has a word, actually. I really like it. I will try to translate it into English. And he says that sail away from your safe harbors and explore it, and go away from safe harbors and let your go anchor and everything and explore everything and be brave. And he is saying like this. So it's really, really important. Sometimes we are just putting ourselves in our safe zones and we don't go at the other places.
Right.
The most important part is going out of the safe zones, and because the real development is coming from there, and our career is growing over there, our budget is growing over there, everywhere, getting out of the safe zones. So let's take away from the safe harbors.
Yeah, I love that advice. I think it's really valuable that we have to put ourselves out there sometimes and challenge ourselves. And that's the only place that we can really grow from. So do you have anything else that you'd love to share with the Women Offshore community today?
Yes, I have. I'm really proud being part of Women Offshore. And I really thank everyone and who involved in this kind of great work. I really admire what you are doing in your whole country, and also you are involving us and to learn from your guidance. And it's really important for us. And as an ambassador, Women Offshore ambassador, from my heart, I can say that I'm really proud and I'm really happy to be here. And I would like to thank everyone and in Women Offshore community. And I hope that in seven seas, we will meet ourselves in everywhere,
in
somewhere in the world. And so it's really, really amazing. Actually, I came to Women Offshore Unite conference in 2019. I hope that in the next years, I can be involved in the next conferences in person after COVID times. I really miss women's power during this time. And so it's really amazing. But Yarding, and thank you for all your efforts.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be so great if you can make it back to the conference this year. It's going to be in October again. We always have it in October. I can't remember the dates right now, but we'll be sending out some news about that soon. So it's been so nice to talk with you today. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being an ambassador. And I'm going to send you some contacts of people that I have in Turkey that probably need your help and advice. And so I really appreciate everything that you're doing for us, and your ability to dream big and create your own company is going to move the maritime industry forward and women forward within the maritime industry. So thank you.
Thank you, Christian.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel Women Offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.